From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. appeals court Tuesday held a hearing on President Donald Trump's January 27 executive order placing a temporary travel ban on people from seven countries entering the U.S. That order put on hold by a lower federal judge. The three-judge panel said it would issue a ruling soon. During more than an hour of oral argument, the Justice Department Special Counsel August Flinchy argued the president has the authority to suspend entry of those considered national security risks.
That's what the president did here. And the president's determination that a 90-day pause was needed for the seven countries at issue here in order to ensure adequate standards, and that's language from the order, for visa screening was plainly constitutional.
But the Solicitor General for Washington State, Noah Purcell, insisted the government failed to provide evidence of irreparable harm if the president's order was blocked.
It has always been the judicial branch's role to say what the law is and to serve as a check on abuses by the executive branch. That judicial role has never been more important in recent memory than it is today.
Both sides expect the case to wind up before the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly defended the ban Tuesday before lawmakers.
The president's recent executive order to temporarily suspend entry for foreign nationals from seven countries, we believe, is lawful and constitutional, and the review ordered by the president is necessary and appropriate.
The order bars travelers from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days, all refugees for 120 days, Syrians indefinitely. Disgruntled Ivorian troops Tuesday fired weapons into the air and seized control of the southeastern town of Adiake in a further sign of discontent among military personnel. The country suffered a number of mutinies last month focused on payment of bonuses. This is VOA News.